I got to my feet but was unsteady because my eardrums were still reacting and my equilibrium was off. It sounded as though I was walking through a tunnel with trains speeding by me on both sides. I wanted to put my hands over my ears, but knew that it would do no good. The noise was reverberating from inside. Rachel had been only a few feet from me before the blast, but now I couldn't see her. I stumbled around in the smoke and started to think that maybe she was under the trailer's skin. But finally I found her on the ground to the left of the trailer debris. She was lying still in the dirt and rocks. The black hat was on the ground next to her, like a sign of death. I moved as quickly as I could to her. Rachel! I got down on my hands and knees and first examined her without touching her. She was lying face down, and her hair had fallen forward to further hide her eyes from my view. I was suddenly reminded of my daughter as I used a hand to gently pull the hair back. As I did this, I noticed blood on the back of my palm, and for the first time, realized I was wounded in some minor way. I decided I would worry about that later. Rachel! I couldn't tell if she was breathing or not. It seemed that my senses were working on the domino theory. With my hearing gone at least temporarily, the coordination of the other senses was gone as well. I patted her cheek lightly. Come on, Rachel, wake up. I didn't want to turn her over in case there were unseen injuries that I might aggravate. I patted her cheek again, this time harder. I put my hand on her back, hoping that I would feel the rise and fall of breath as I could with my daughter. Nothing. I put my ear to her back, but this was laughable considering my condition. It was just instinct moving ahead of logic. I was thinking that I had no choice and had to turn her over when I saw the fingers of her right hand twitch and then form a fist. Rachel suddenly lifted her head off the ground and groaned. It was loud enough that I could hear it. Rachel, are you all right?
There's evidence in the trailer. We need it.
Rachel, there is no trailer anymore. It's gone. She struggled to turn over and sit up. Her eyes opened wide at the sight of the burning debris of what had been the trailer. I could see that her pupils were dilated. She had a concussion.
What did you do?
She asked in an accusatory tone. It wasn't me. The place was rigged to go up. When you opened the bedroom door.
Oh.
She turned her head back and forth as if working a kink out of her neck. She saw the black cowboy hat on the ground next to her.
What is this?
His hat. You grabbed it on the way out.
DNA?
Hopefully, though I'm not sure what good it will be. She looked back at the flaming trailer bed. We were too close. I could feel the heat of the fire, but I still wasn't sure she should be moving. Rachel, why don't you lie back down? I think you have a concussion. You might have other injuries.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
She put her head down on the ground and just looked up at the sky. I decided that wasn't a bad position and did the same. It was like we were at the beach or something. If it had been night, we could have counted the stars. Before I could hear them coming, I felt the approach of the helicopters. A deep vibration in my chest made me look to the southern sky, and I saw the two Air Force choppers coming over the top of Titanic Rock. I weakly raised an arm and waved them in.